Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So let's take up two unanswered questions regarding January 6th. One, who is on what John Eastman called the pardon list? And two, why did Senator Grassley say, "I'll be in charge, not Mike Pence," on January 6th on certification day? Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So the January 6th public hearings are answering lots of questions about Donald Trump's criminal responsibility for the insurrection, but they're also raising some questions that we need answered. For example, who is on the pardon list? Here's the new reporting from the Washington Post. What John Eastman and the pardon list means. And that article begins, "It's been reported on, whispered about, and hinted at since the dust was still settling on the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. There was an effort afoot to pardon key players in the GOP attempt to overturn the 2020 election. On Thursday, the January 6 committee put some meat on the bones. It disclosed an email that showed that none other than the Trump lawyer who led the plot, John Eastman, sought to be put on what he called the pardon list shortly after January 6th. The pardon list. Think about this, friends. If the criminal coup was successful, then John Eastman wouldn't need a pardon because Donald Trump would be installed as a dictator, contrary to the will of the American voters. Maybe Trump was going to make John Eastman his next attorney general. But the criminal coup failed. And so John Eastman, admitting that he'd committed crimes in furtherance of the coup, knew that he would need a pardon to get away with those crimes. So he asked to go on the pardon list. You know, I think I can speak for us all when I say we want to see that pardon list. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more to come from the January 6th committee on that front. Second question we need answered. Remember the reporting at the time? This from Roll Call. Iowa Senator Charles E. Grassley, the Senate President pro temp, says he, and not Vice President Mike Pence, will preside over the certification of electoral votes since we don't expect him, Mike Pence, to be there. Okay, Senator Grassley, who is we? When you say we don't expect Mike Pence to be there on January 6th. And Senator Grassley, who is it that told you Mike Pence would not be there on January 6th to preside over the count of the Electoral College votes. And Senator Grassley, what was the reason they gave you as to why Mike Pence would refuse or fail to perform his constitutional duties on January 6th? Senator Grassley, Bueller. Now, Senator Grassley's office later tried to walk back what he had said. And what they explained to us was that, no, Senator Grassley was just sort of helpfully giving us a little unsolicited constitutional tutorial, just in case Mike Pence didn't show up on January 6th. He was simply explaining in theory as an academic exercise that he, of course, would have to take over. They think we're idiots. The language Grassley used was, quote, "We don't expect him, Mike Pence, to be there on January 6th. And this really means there are only two possibilities. Either Grassley was duped into innocently participating in Donald Trump's criminal scheme to overturn the election results, or he was culpably involved. And we need to know, which is it? Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.